August 7, discernment of duty. Thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Revelation 3:17. What is it that constitutes the wretchedness, the nakedness of those who feel rich and increased with goods? It is the want of the righteousness of Christ. In their own righteousness, they are represented as clothed with filthy rags, and yet in this condition they flatter themselves that they are clothed upon with Christ's righteousness. Could deception be greater? As is represented by the prophet, they may be crying, "The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are we." See Jeremiah 7:4. While their hearts are filled with unholy traffic and unrighteous barter, the courts of the soul temple may be the haunt of envy, pride, passion, evil surmising, bitterness, and hollow formalism. Christ looks mournfully upon his professed people who feel rich and increased in the knowledge of the truth and who are yet destitute of the truth in life and character and unconscious of their destitute condition. In sin and unbelief, they lightly regard the warnings and counsels of his servants and treat his ambassadors with scorn and contempt, while their words of reproof are regarded as idle tales. Discernment seems to have departed, and they have no power to discriminate between the light which God sends them and the darkness that comes from the enemy of their souls. When Jesus went away, he entrusted to men his work in all its varied branches, and every true follower of Christ has some work to do for him, for which he is responsible to his own master, and that work he is expected to do with fidelity, waiting for command and direction from his leader. We are the responsible agents of God and have been invested with the goods of heaven, and we should have an eye single to the glory of him who has called us. On our part, there should be a faithful execution of duty, doing our appointed task to the full measure of our entrusted capability. No living being can do our work for us. We must do our work through a diligent use of the intellect which God has given, gaining in knowledge and efficiency as we make progress in our work. Review and Herald, August 7, 1894.